producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Good morning, good morning. What's on your mind? That is the question this morning in this 8 o'clock hour.
And then 9 o'clock and 10 o'clock hour. But, man, I am, what's on my mind is just a ton of things. I go to bed at night thinking one thing. Wake up in the morning and you're like going over the news and, wow, it's just, it is unbelievable what's going on down there in Ferguson. I just can't even. I'm looking at a video right now. The situation has gone from bad to worse. Ban Ki-moon has weighed in. The guy over there at the UN. It is unbelievable. And Scott and I are going to talk about it a little bit in the 9 o'clock hour. Barack has ordered Eric Holder down there to Ferguson. You got the UN weighing in. You got the Black Panthers going down there. I mean, and folks are now it's moved away from being a protest, and there's nothing wrong with protesting. I have absolutely no qualms with folks out there protesting. You know, they think something bad happened. It is your constitutional right to protest. But some of these folks are agitators. Some of these folks are down there breaking into buildings and establishment businesses. And, I mean, it has gone from bad to worse down there in Ferguson, Missouri. There's even, as I understand it, a Fargo-Moorhead group that will be protesting this evening on the Veterans Memorial Bridge in support of the folks down there in Ferguson. And what they're protesting is the shooting of Michael Brown, 18-year-old kid, albeit very large kid, by this police officer. And all of the facts are still sketchy. You got a group of folks that look at the autopsy report and say, you know, one thing. We got a group of folks that look at it and say another thing. We're going to try to parse that out. And I will tell you this. It depends on the news source, you know, how the interpretation of the autopsy report comes across. And it's sad that is the case, but that is the case. So much misinformation out there. Anyway, 855-200-1776, extension 2, get you live on air, and you can give me your point of view. What's on your mind this morning? A couple of things that, right off the bat, we're going to have Blanquita Column, and we're going to be discussing a couple of things that I find interesting, and that's at the 820 segment. So in the very next segment, we're going to have Blanquita Cullum. And then we have a University of Mary graduate, Art Bakke, on how going back to school actually helped him. And then at the top of the 9 o'clock hour, I think Scott and I are going to talk a little bit about this whole Ferguson incident and what's going on down there, some of my thoughts. Some of my views have changed. I don't know if you remember that when this first happened, information was sketchy at best, still is. I mean, we have a lot more information, but it's mostly whether or not it depends on, you know, who you are, what you believe, and that's what is being doled out in the media. I think that the media, as a matter of fact, is culpable and this whole confusion that's surrounding this entire thing, it is unbelievable. And I said last night that I'm sitting here, I'm trying to look at all everything that's going on down there. But if you look at Ferguson, you can see most of society's ills right down there. Everything from the breakdown of the public education system. Because if some of those folks that I saw on video are products of public schooling, we got a serious problem. I mean, wow. It is unbelievable. Everything from that to the militarization of police. I'm looking at the television right now, and the images that I see could very well come from the Middle East. I think that is sad. And it is, if you're looking at it from last night, you can completely see that. I mean, you can completely see why we need that big a showing of force. You got the Black Panthers down there. You got folks breaking in businesses and that sort of thing. But what about, you know, a day after it happened when the protests were largely peaceful and that you still had the side-by-sides of Missouri and Iraq or Afghanistan, and they look about identical. So what's going on there? There is tons of things down there in Missouri, and we're going to talk about that today. Art Bakke going back to school, how it helped him. We're going to speak with him today at 8:30. Scott and I are going to speak about the Ferguson incident at the top of the 9 o'clock hour, and then we have North Dakota Farm Bureau Public Policy Director Pete Hannabut on the conservation amendment before voters in November. At 10 o'clock, we have open phones. And then we have the franchise owner of the Fargo Sonic on how they're having trouble staffing their new restaurant. And again, when you have a really great economy, sometimes it's hard to find work. That happened right out there in Williston. You know, you have the Wendy's and the fast food restaurants having problems staffing their restaurants because the other jobs were paying so much better. I actually have a friend of mine, young friend of mine, that trained at the Minot Sonics. And she's going to be here at the Fargo Sonics when it opens up and training folks. So the good part about young workers thinking about going to Sonics is this little problem that Sonics is having filling the worker slots means that when you go there, you're going to get a higher dollar per hour than you would have had this not happened. That's the free markets at work right there. So that's an upside. That's an upside to that whole thing. So there you go. But we're going to talk about that in the 10 o'clock hour. So stay tuned. We're going to have a ton of local headlines, too. And it's like I said, there's actually a Fargo-Moorhead group protesting what's going on down there in Ferguson. It blows my mind. I mean, the way this story has taken off, you got Ban Ki-moon, you got folks all the way up here protesting, you got the Black Panthers coming in from all over. I mean, it is nuts, to say the least. So, there you go. And, as always, what's on your mind? 855-200-1776, extension 2. I really do want to know. What's on your mind? How do you feel about this? And it depends on which media source you are ingesting, how you interpret these facts. So you really want to be fair and unbiased, because I'm telling you, if you're looking at all right-leaning news sources, you have one opinion on this. And if you're looking at the mainstream media, you have a totally different opinion on this. And so you really want to try to get as much information as you can and try to parse this out. And that way you're not like one of those nutty folks that I see down there in Ferguson that are just basically taking advantage of a really bad situation. I actually feel sorry for this police officer right now because, you know, no one knows except for him and Michael what happened in those moments. No one knows. But everyone now, I mean, this police officer and his family, wow. Think about what they must be going through. Not to mention this mom and the dad of Michael Brown. You got folks coming in taking advantage of a really tragic situation. It's nuts. You got folks down there breaking in businesses. A couple of questions that I have is, you know, why is it that, you know, police officers are kind of standing around? I'm looking at the pictures from down there, and folks are like breaking into places. I don't get it. If you're there to protect and serve, go down there and protect and serve. Well, that's my two cents worth. We'll be right back with Blanquita Cullum right after this.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. An HB extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest. Test banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again. And they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
Nesset Consulting Service of Tioga is the most recognized and respected on-site geologic service company in the Williston Basin and beyond. Here's Kathy Nesset on the Booming Bakken. Is it the North Dakota miracle, Kathy?
I do think it's a miracle, and I think we are truly blessed to be part of it.
Talk about the newest North Dakotan's role in the Booming Bakken.
The base of this is, you know, the hometown North Dakota guy and gal, but I have such respect for the newcomers to the area. I really feel that, you know, as a community, in our church communities, in our schools, in our, you know, business communities, I really see that North Dakota has a welcome, open arm to our out-of-state people who are here, and I admire those who have the wherewithal, and to be quite honest with you, the guts to pick up and move to North Dakota and try to make a living for their families.
To find out more about Nesset Consulting Service, go to NessetConsulting.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
We're back. We are back. I'm your host for this first hour of What's on Your Mind. That's the burning question that we're asking this morning. What's on your mind? There is tons going on in the news today. So my question to the What's on Your Mind audience is, you know, what do you, how do you feel about what's going on down there in Ferguson? Do you have an opinion either way, or is it much ado about nothing? How do you feel about the Black Panthers weighing in on this whole thing? You know, they're down there in Ferguson. You think that that is inflaming the situation, as I do? I believe that whenever those folks get involved, then a common sense goes right out the window. That's the questions that are on my mind. I want to know what Blanquita Cullum thinks about what's going on down there in Ferguson. So, Blanquita, how are you doing?
I'm great, as always, and much better when I talk to you.
Oh, wow.
The thing that bothers me is the idea that the press is supposed to be going in and just have a direct sense of a role as journalism on the site, not trying to incite, not trying to create a mob mentality. And they've done some frivolous things. For example, CNN pretty much gave the location and the whereabouts of the officer's home, now thereby putting the family of this officer in jeopardy. The man is innocent until proven guilty. There's a great question as to whether he was innocent and protecting his wife and responding. The fact of the matter is he may be guilty, but you are innocent in this country until you are proven guilty. So being so careless in giving the venue of where this man lives, this officer lives, can you imagine the mob outside of the home of that officer? And if that officer has family, children, an older mother, older father. I mean, you know, even the neighbors in the neighborhood are put in jeopardy because of the frivolity and the reckless coverage that is fostered by networks like CNN.
I know, and I said that. I said I feel really bad for this police officer and his family because guilty or not, and again, you're completely right. You're innocent until you're proven guilty. But despite that, CNN putting out, you know, his address, it puts this family's life in the Black Panthers are down there for crying out loud.
Well, what is the difference between this and Sharia law? Okay, either going to go by the court system. We're going to understand that that is the best method of trying to enact justice. It's not always perfect, but would you rather have the decision made by mob rule, or would you rather have the decision by the court?
And I got to tell you, I have problems with our court system as it's set up. But I, especially given this. And how the media can absolutely drive the narrative, devoid of any facts. Actually, it would be the height of ignorance to have a mob rule in this country because people are so easily duped. I mean, right now,
absolutely. Go back to the old Twilight Zone episode years ago about this neighborhood that seemed like a nice all-American neighborhood, and somehow. You know, the lights go out in the entire town, but one house has lights on. And you know, it's like the space aliens messing with the minds of the neighborhood. And what happens in that episode is the neighbors are all think that this, you know, that the space alien is person in the house and that they're going to go and kill that person that's got the lights on. And even people that have lived near each other who have been friends and neighbors for years, they're going to go in there and try to take out the people that live in that house and string them up until they put it on somebody else's house. So the mob goes crazy. You know, I had a guy who told me that you don't have to break people's legs. You need to mess with their mind. What's happening right now is you have mob mentality messing with people's minds and able to enact some sort of perceived injustice or crime. It could be a hate crime, could be a crime that was justified, could be a self-defense issue, but you got mob mentality going nuts.
And I have to admit that, especially when the facts were bare, and there weren't a whole lot of facts, I was thinking the same way. Wow, this looks really bad. But I'm going to say, and Scott and I are going to talk about this later, I don't think that this guy was driven by bigotry. I think he might have made some poor decisions, snap decisions. It's not my call, though, but he's a police officer. He's acting in his capacity. We don't know what was going through his mind. I doubt, though, that it was bigoted or in any way motivated by race.
A court will determine that.
Well, I don't even know if a court can determine. I don't know if a court can determine whether or not you were acting in a bigoted manner.
The guy has not even had a chance to even speak up. So you put him on a trial, a justice by his peers, and you'd be able to make some sort of determination. Let the facts play out in the courtroom. Now,
Do you think that he's going to be able to get a fair and impartial jury?
Maybe not, but the fact of the matter, they may have to move the venue out of that neighborhood. But, you know, and that happens all the time. Where you have the case taken out of a certain area because the accused can't get a fair trial. And despite whether you like the guy or you dislike the guy, he has a right to a fair trial. He has a right of justice under the law. And that's what concerns me.
And something else that's concerning is it has gotten so bad down there in Ferguson that Ban Ki-moon has weighed in. Did you hear that? You hear about that? Yeah, he has weighed in on the Ferguson situation, and he says that he called on authorities to ensure that people are able to assemble peacefully, and urge law enforcement to abide by U.S. and international standards in dealing with demonstrations.
Well, I'm going to tell you, and the thing of it is, right now, it is, we have many times people like to make the disparity between the haves and the have-nots. You know, Ban Ki-moon, you talk about the haves and the have-nots. You talk about people stuck in prison that have been so deprived of any kind of human rights that's just appalling. If you think about the human rights violations currently, the poverty, the starvation, what's going on, Ban Ki-moon is using this as to be able to kind of poke a finger in the face of the United States. But at some point, the United States needs to pull itself back up, get leaders that are able to demonstrate what this country was based upon and encourage its citizens to get its act together. I was reading a thing about Hillary Clinton going to go speak at the University of Las Vegas.
We're going to have to save that for tomorrow because that music means we're right up against the break. Thank you for coming on the show again. We'll be right back with Steve Bakke from the University of Mary. We'll be right back after this.
Or 701-258-0550. This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
We are back. This is What's On Your Mind. And what's on my mind right now is Art Bakke. This guy went to University of Mary. He's retired from the National Guard. And he is one of those really enthusiastic, driven folks. And we wanted to, just kind of ask him, what helped him going back to school? Why did he, decide to take that trip back to higher education? So without further ado, we're going to welcome Art Bakke to What's On Your Mind and ask him what's on his mind this morning. How you doing, Art?
Hey, good morning. I'm doing well. Thank you, Leon. And I'm honored to be talking with you and your listeners today about my educational journey. Thank you so much.
Oh, not a problem. My curiosity is piqued here. A couple of questions that I have for you. Can you tell us just a little bit about your journey and deciding to go back to school? What motivated you to start that process?
Well, Leon, after earning my associate degree over 20 years ago, I had often thought about going back to college and earning a bachelor's degree, but always hesitated as I really thought I wasn't smart enough. And I looked at it this way, it was like playing the board game called Life, and where you spin that little dial and you get to the fourth in a row and it says, go to college or work your tail off to prove, what you're worth. And I always thought I wasn't too excited about school, and I thought, well, I'm just going to work my tail off and prove who I am. And, I always felt like I had to try twice as hard to prove myself to others that I was truly worthy of any opportunity, which isn't a bad thing. It's just the harder route,
Yeah, I get it. And a couple of things that you said there, you're working to prove yourself. I don't see that as necessarily a bad thing, but I understand that, you go back to school, you get a couple of degrees under your belt. You don't have to, you still have your work ethic there, but the road is not as hard, Folks that look at that degree and they say, well, yeah, you don't have to prove yourself as much, and you still have put in the time, into your own self-improvement. And folks, look at that. Why did you choose the University of Mary?
Well, you know, here's where my story begins. Back in August of 2011, my human resources director kind of pulled me aside at work and said, "Hey, have you ever thought about going back to school?" And I was like, "Yes, I've thought about it, but it wasn't one of those things where I was actually going to, oh man, go through with it." And so I felt that if I would have said no, it would have been one of those, you know, career limiting decisions. And I said, "Yes, I've thought about going back to school, but oh boy, now this is one of those points in my life that when your human resource director is asking you, this question, it means that they have something, bigger, in their plans for you."
Right.
Now, I decided to go with the University of Mary because I really heard through word of mouth that they had a great accelerated degree program geared towards working adults. And I heard that as a working adult, you know, you could earn your bachelor's degree in as little as 13 months. And if this was truly the case, I wanted to be done sooner than later. I didn't want to belabor the process and drag it out forever. I just wanted to get it over. And, you know, the other part, the factors that were important to me in choosing a school, if I was going to achieve this goal, I really wanted it to be painless. I wanted it to be, again, done sooner than later, and I felt the University of Mary was the school for me. And I really appreciated the Christian-based values of the school, especially their values surrounding servant leadership, which, you know, when you're trying to prove yourself, you're always trying to help everybody else out. And I felt that I espoused those values of servant leadership, serving others. And I'd seen it firsthand from others that have graduated from the University of Mary, and I wanted to be a part of that.
Okay. Wow. A couple of other questions that I have. I mean, we're all, especially when you get to be my age, I'm not super old, but I'm not a young buck anymore either. So I'm thinking about how you're balancing going to school. I mean, you were in the National Guard, you're going to school, you have a job. How do you balance all of that?
Well, you know, just a little bit of background, as you said, Leon, you know, I was fulfilling numerous roles all at the same time, and I was working a full-time demanding IT career with a major employer in North Dakota here, still working there, and I was serving part-time in the North Dakota Air National Guard as a first sergeant, and I had general supervision over 96 personnel and one weekend a month, 2 weeks a year. Now keep in mind, I live in Bismarck, and my military unit was in Fargo, so the Happy Hooligans, shout out to them. But thus I had to drive 200 miles one way just to serve in that capacity. And then my wife owns a small business here in Bismarck. We employ 15 staff. And in this role, you know, just helping out, you know, I was responsible for completing all the bookkeeping to include biweekly payroll, quarterly taxes, accounts payable, receivable, advertising, and end of year responsibilities, in preparation for the tax season. And I was also a husband, you know, had to help serve my wife as a husband, and then a father of two teenagers, all while I decided to go back to school. And you know, that's why, you know, I want to give this message to those folks out on the radio that, you know, if I can do it, anybody can. And to balance, you know, you asked me how I balanced my life here. And what I did was, to balance all my demanding roles while attending college, you know, I had to first give up watching television, you know, especially football. I used to enjoy watching football. And
oh, wait a minute. That's a big, that is a huge sacrifice there, man.
It was. And so, you know, just giving up television in general. And then I used Google Calendar, which is a free calendar app online, to input all our family events and my college classes in order to get that big picture of my responsibilities in each of my various roles. You know, I had to plan it out. You have to be meticulous and plan this out so that you can also find time to go on vacation with your family too. And that helped me out a lot.
Okay. Okay, and I was thinking about that. I mean, I try to juggle things. It doesn't normally turn out very well, but apparently you are a much more skilled of a juggler of time or manager of time than I am. And my hat's off to you, man. What advice would you have? Like, say a guy like me, I'm an IT guy myself, and I do the radio thing here too, and I got the family going. What advice would you give me if I was looking, to go back to school and get another degree?
Okay. So the advice I'd give you, Leon, and anybody, when I'm out and about, and if I happen to hear anyone say they have thought about going back to college, I ask if I can sit down with them and show them how to achieve this goal. Now, I say deciding to go back to college is like deciding to run a marathon. You know, at our age, and I'm in my 40s,
I am not in my 40s, so no, I'm kidding. Go ahead.
Yeah, and so, if you're going to run a marathon, what do?
You prepare.
You talk to somebody. Right, yeah, you prepare. You talk to somebody who's already done it. And so when you talk to that person, they help you break it down. They show you what type of equipment to purchase, and they teach you how to break it down into smaller parts to achieve the larger goal. So they teach you how to pick out the right shoes. Well, at the University of Mary, they're going to teach you how to write a paper. They're going to teach you what that rhythm is to get into school again. And then I start telling them that each course is 5 weeks long, and that anyone can do something for 5 weeks. Each course is like running a mile. I mean, really, 5 weeks. I teach them how to use Google Calendar to organize their class schedule in their daily life, and then I will help the people that I approach, even how to write a paper. But again, University of Mary can help them with, it's what they call scholarly writing. There's certain ways of writing papers that you have to do when you go back to school.
Right.
But each mile turns into 26 miles, and amazingly, you've run your first marathon. And it's like any journey you take in life. You have to take it one step at a time. And know that the faculty at the University of Mary is ready to help you on your journey.
And so you're going back. What's next for you? I mean, you've already done so much in your life, and you have your you're getting your bachelor's degree. How has all of that affected your life? Your life going forward. What do you see down the road in your life?
Well, right now, let's just say, first of all, I feel a tremendous sense of relief. And, I feel that no longer am I out there trying to prove myself. And those people that know me, I mean, they know I'm always willing to help anybody at any time. It's just, that's the way it should be. That's why we're here. And, I feel that, being able to juggle all these different roles in my life all at the same time, and granted, it was, I'm not going to say it was easy. It definitely was one of the hardest things I've ever done. But, like anything you set your mind to, you can get it accomplished. And now I feel like I can really accomplish anything that I set my mind towards. I mean, the sky's the limit that way. And so how has it affected my life by getting my bachelor's degree? Last year I was promoted at work into my present position, where I lead a team of 6 professionals responsible for the security of one of the largest computing enterprises in the state. And this was a position previously held by my predecessor for 37 years before he retired. And
wow.
it keeps me busy, and I look forward to the opportunity. I have to take a little bit of time off here. My wife would appreciate that. But I do have a desire to go back to school and earn my graduate degree. And mind you, for a guy who didn't think he was smart enough, I didn't know what a graduate degree was. I heard of a master's degree, but I didn't know what you got to get into that mode and understand, going back to school. And so I would like to go back and get my master's degree and start in 2 years.
Okay, good deal. And something you said, my dad used to say this all the time, nothing worth doing is going to be easy, or everybody would do it. So there you go. Hats off to you, man, and thanks for all the great advice. We'll be right back with more of What's On Your Mind right after this.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
What is it worth to feel good? With a miracle chair, you can feel good. 20 minutes a day and you're a new person. Hi folks, it's Scott Hannon to tell you about a North Dakota distributor for this relaxed to zero, state-of-the-art design, ultimate luxury experience massage chair. Let me talk about zero gravity for a moment. Zero gravity alleviates stress on the heart and supports the heart by reducing the heart rate to stabilize breathing, boost the amount of oxygen in the blood. It refreshes the muscles. It promotes back health. It improves blood circulation. Every single person that I've talked to that's been in this chair confirms what I've found. This chair is amazing. 20 minutes, twice a day, and I feel like a new person. And now, it's distributed right here from North Dakota. Setup, delivery, the works, all included. Find out more at MiracleChair.net, MiracleChair.net, or call for a free test drive in Fargo or Grand Forks, 701-746-9950, 701-746-9950. The Miracle Chair. You'll love it.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial,
just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Man, I think about folks like Art and how, you know, you find the need. Folks like Art give me hope, you know. You see a need to better yourself. Now, the guy was already by a successful guy. You know, he's got a family. He's an IT guy working for a pretty prestigious a company here in Fargo. And you would think, you know, well, it'd be comfortable and content with that. But no. He gets out there and he goes back to school. And I'm just thinking about my life right now and how sometimes it just seems so chaotic and you're juggling all these balls in the air and you're wondering how you can get anything else squeezed into your life. And then Art decides, you know, to go back to school. I mean, you think about that and you're just like, wow. But he did it, and he proves that the old maxim, my dad used to say this all the time, nothing worth doing is simple or easy, or everyone would do it. So once you take that first step into doing something that's difficult, you know, you should take a minute and reflect on, you know, how great a person you are. And I hope that Art does that. You know, don't be conceited or anything, but it is a really, really, it shows a lot about your character to do something like Art has done and going back to school, getting his bachelor degree and juggling all those different balls in the air. It is a beautiful outside, the sunny Southside Fargo studios here. It's 64 degrees. Out there in Tioga, it's 57, 61 in Bismarck, 63 in Grand Forks, and also 63 in Wahpeton. A couple of things that are on my mind, and your phone calls are more than welcome, 855-200-1776 extension 2. I said, and I think, I would really hope that, you know, if something, God forbid, as tragic as what happened down there in Ferguson happened to me, I would hope people would look at my life and think more of me than to go out and loot a bunch of stores. I would hope that would not be the memory that I would leave this world with. Francis Mezio, tragic ends. Down Saks Fifth Avenue is being looted, and, you know, liquor store on the corner is being looted in his honor. I don't think I will. A legacy. And I would really hope that the folks down there, and they probably can't hear me now, but I'm really hoping other folks closer to the scene that are listening, and I do have friends down there in Kansas City and in St. Louis that do listen to AM 1100 online or Flag Family Radio online, but I would really hope, I'd hope that folks would think more of me than to, you know, besmirch my legacy by turning a prayer vigil or a peaceful protest into a looting and violent session like it's going on down there in Ferguson. I think a lot more folks would be receptive to the message that this family, the Brown family, has. I mean, even if they're wrong on what happened, this is their son. I mean, you know, despite what we think about the kid, despite what happened, you know, prior to this incident and all of that, this is their son. So I totally empathize with them. You know, their son is no longer with them. And I'm positive that they don't want folks out there looting and committing crimes all in the name of their son. It's ridiculous, in my opinion. And I think that a lot of things that are going on down there do not help the situation. If it does anything, it harms the possibility that they're going to get any closure on this. You have folks down there with vested interests that are not the family's interests that are swaying a public opinion. I mean, think about getting a fair and impartial juror or jury. How are you going to get all the actual facts out there? You're going to have people spinning things. Facts will be murkied and muddied. They're definitely going to have to move the venue, to say the least. But everyone, not just in this country, but all over the place, have heard about this, and they get their news just like I get my news. And it's all biased. There's no news source out there that I've found that is not biased one way or another. And that goes for The Blaze, that goes for Fox, that goes for CNN, MSNBC. Everybody has an angle on this thing that is not in the best interest of this case. The police officer, my heart goes out to him and his family. And also with the family of Michael Brown. My heart goes out to them too, because, you know, they're trying to find some closure here. They're being told a number of different things that may or may not be true. So many things that are going on down there. Scott and I are going to discuss a little more detail about some of the facts surrounding this incident down there in Ferguson right after this break. So stay tuned for more of What's On Your Mind, and call in and tell us what's on your mind this morning. We'll be right back with Scott Hannon right after this.
0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
In the radio business, the fuel that keeps this vehicle going down the road is radio advertising. And we have some great sponsors who we very much appreciate, and that includes our good folks at Border Plains Ag Equipment, Stanley, Williston, Glasgow, Montana. Just travel Highway 2, and you're going to find one of the great locations and some great folks. Roger Gelstead and his crew, his son Ryan, all of them, they're just some wonderful, wonderful people, and we really appreciate their support over the years. I stopped in the other day to see Ryan. He tells me about an incredible deal right now that is for a limited time, so you need to hurry. Case IH Combines, any used combine on any of the lots, 3 years, 0% financing. You don't pay a penny in financing for 3 years, plus, there's more, a 2 year or 500-hour powertrain warranty. Folks, that's on every Case IH used combine at Border Plains Equipment. Stanley, Williston, and Glasgow, Montana. Find them on Highway 2, Border Plains Equipment. Stanley, Williston, Glasgow, Montana 2, for a great deal on Case IH combines. And tell them Scott sent you.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.